Hi, welcome to another episode of the Christian Sheepreneur Podcast. My name is Angel Santos, a resident business coach, and today's topic is a good one, and it is how to get a new client. As you may know, these are my show notes, so if I look down, just to remember what we are talking about. Get a new client. I know that as a new entrepreneur, you can be a couple years in your business, and while you're probably good at what you do, helping people lose weight, helping people save money, helping couples work out their marriage, right? You may be really great at what you do. You may be certified, have taken programs, hosted group courses or something like that, but you may not know how to get a new client, right? Is there something on my... Okay, thought there was something on my hat. You may not know how to get a new client. Maybe you've gotten a client from referrals or, you know, the certification you went through, but you don't know how to start from scratch with getting a new client, and you're not sure how to do it. And so I want to give you a really easy to follow 5-step formula on how to get a new paying client. And I know this is a free video, but this is the formula that I follow. Right? And it is the formula that so many other of my clients have followed as well. I've had clients work with me following this formula and get their first sale within 30 days. I've had clients work with me following this formula, launch an Amazon bestseller, get paid speaking gigs. I've had clients using this same formula work with me in my 12-month program and double their income and make their first 6 figures. I've had women who work with me following this formula and within 7 months of working together, completely replace their full-time job for the year, their full-time salary in their business in just 7 months and leave their day job, right? So I share this because if you watch this video, right, and do the steps, you should get a sale, right? Do the work. Be willing to do the work. I feel like sometimes people can watch trainings and be like, oh, okay, that was good information. That was helpful. And then if I check in with you 30 days from now, 90 days from now, it's like, oh, okay, how's it going? And you're in the same place. You don't have to be, okay? So if you will treat this like you paid $150 to talk to me, $350 to talk to me, treat it with that value, and you should, again, be able to get a new client or be on the way, right? You may have to tweak some things in the process, but be on your way. And I want to tell you a quick story too when it comes to selling, so you know a little bit about my history. In 2012 to 2015, I had a nonprofit, and I really enjoyed what I did, working with the children, making short Christian films. What I didn't do was sell, and as a result, in 3 years, I had made a little over $500. Like, I had a 3-figure business, and not $500 a year, $500 total from 3 years, right? So I realized that was not sustainable. Now, truth be told, I was working full time and not really like trying to make money, but still, I caused the level of service, the quality of service, and impact that I could make to suffer because I wasn't focused on income, right? I learned then when you limit your income, you limit your impact. So fast forward to 2016, I completely revamped my business and I went from, again, making $500 in 3 years to that last quarter of 2016 when I started coaching. I made just under $2,000 in about three to four months. And then within the first 7 months of 2017, as a new coach, right, as a new business coach, I made over $20,000, right? So I hit my first 5 figures within the first 7 months of 2017, right? So I want you to know that because I started from scratch. I didn't have a community. I didn't have an audience, an email list, or what. I didn't have anything, right? I was not known for coaching. I had my story and a mission. right? So you don't need a lot to sell. Don't think, like, don't look at what I have now. Don't look at what other people have now. You don't need a website to sell. You don't need a funnel. You don't need a Facebook group. You don't need a large list. You don't need all those big and flashy things to make a sale. When I made my first 20K in my business, I didn't have those things, right? Now, yes, 5 years in, I have those things. But it didn't come initially. I didn't have it initially, didn't know about some of it, right? Didn't need a lot of it, okay? So I don't want you to let wherever you are now hold you back. And same with my clients. I've helped clients who didn't have all those things make their first sales. Okay, so here's the 5-step formula. The first step in the formula is to have, and this is the formula to get a new client. Right? And so whenever you want a new client or new clients, just repeat the formula. Okay. Have a product, program, or service that solves a problem. That may seem simple, but do you have that? Right? Have a product, program, or service. It can be a course, your book, your coaching package, your website you're going to build, whatever it is, right? But make sure that it solves a problem. Not that it's just a good idea or something you feel like people need. They may need it, but do they want it? Right? You get what I'm saying? And I want to say this too. I've said this before, but people normally buy for 3 main reasons. They buy to add more pleasure into their lives. They buy to save time and avoid pain. So does your product fall into one of those 3 categories? And if not, you may need to do some more brainstorming around it. Does it save them time? Does it help them avoid pain? And does it bring them more pleasure? If it answers one of those things, then again, it's solving a problem. Think about it. When you go to the dentist, normally it's because you have a toothache that will not go away. When you order on Amazon, you're getting it from Amazon because it saves you from going to the store, or you're ordering something that's going to bring you some pleasure. Look at your own spending habits, right? This is why people buy. It's why people buy. It follows the laws of gravity. If it solves a problem, you can sell it. If it does not, if it doesn't fall into one of those 3 categories, let's go back to the drawing board. It's okay. It's okay. We just may need to reshape it. Okay. The second one is build a network. And that just means you need to expand the people that you know. Please don't make the mistake of just feeling like your family and friends need to support you and buy your stuff. What if it doesn't solve the problem they have? It's so unfortunate to me when I see people get upset online when their friends and family aren't buying their stuff. They're not supposed to. I mean, they can, don't get me wrong, but think about it. If they buy it, it's because they're supporting you, not necessarily because they're the people who actually want it or need it. So long term, does that really help you? No, what you need to do is do the work to build your network, to build an audience, right? Respectfully, as they say, it's your job to do the work. And the work starts with building a network. You need to expand. You need to grow the amount of people you know and have relationships with. That was something that I had to learn and I could not avoid. I tried. If there is a way to grow your business and sell stuff without expanding your network, I would have found it by now. I signed up for enough coaching programs. I've took enough courses. I've studied enough marketing. I'm telling you, the introvert in me would have found the solution, right? There are ways to reduce it, reduce your time talking to people and stuff like that, but there's not a way. If you don't want to network and build your relationships the old-fashioned way, you can run Facebook ads, right? There are ways to avoid it, right? Avoid your face-to-face time, but you can't avoid it altogether. You need a pool of people to sell to, and you can do that a free way or you can do it a paid way, but you're going to need to do that. Okay, you need to get wildly visible with your business and tell people what you do, right? So whether that's you going to, again, local events and getting to know people and letting them just know what you do. And think about it. I know sometimes people feel like Facebook and Instagram are the only way to grow your business. Those things are 40 years old. they're just a little older than me. I'm 35. Thank you, Jesus. They're 40 years old. People have been having successful businesses for thousands of years, right? People have been selling successfully for years without Facebook and even without the internet. So while the internet and social media networks are great tools and low-cost resources, they are not the only way to build a business. If you want to build a business without the internet, you absolutely can. And if you don't, you absolutely can use the resources that it offers, right? But what you cannot get around is not being willing to get visible with your business in person or online and let people know who you are and what you do. Once again, when I wanted to go from having the expensive hobby to a profitable business, what do you think I had to do? I got visible and let people know who I was and what my business did. The fourth thing is I highly recommend having a launch event. Again, this is what I did. This is the formula my clients do. Have some type of launch event and then make sure you market it very heavily. Okay? Telling one person about something or having one social media post is not heavy marketing. So first, let's back up. What's a launch event? This is simply a specific and intentional event that you use to really show people how you can help them, right? So it can be free or paid. So one example could be a webinar, right? Let's just say you host a 60-minute webinar, and if you are a personal trainer or nutritionist, you just tell them in the webinar you're going to teach them the four ways or the four things they need to do to lose 10 pounds in the next, 35 or 45 days, right? So, that's your event. You're going to teach them how to lose 10 pounds in the next 45 days. You pick your date, okay? Now you need to heavily market it. You need to do everything you can every day, as much time you can spend on it, telling people about it, whether that's online, whether that's in person. You need to get people registered. Now, obviously, for those I work with and even in my academy, we teach you all the different ways you can market, because like I said, there are different ways. So I'm not going to get into that because it'd make this video longer, but I'm just giving you a high level view of what you need to do. So a webinar is a free way. You can also do a paid way. Maybe you just want to do like I did in January in 2017, my launch event to get people to work with me, it was paid because I wanted to make sure people who were coming were qualified, right? Because my program was, in a low four figures. So I didn't just want people coming just, oh, this is interesting, right? I wanted people coming who had a genuine interest in starting or growing a business. So I charged $47. Not a lot, right? It was a one-day event. I charged $47. But what that did was it qualified the people. And I marketed different ways. I would post on social and I would tell people in person. And I would just bring it up in conversation. Like, hey, because I was so focused on my goal, I would be like, hey, I'm having this event. Are you interested? Right? Now, again, I only told people who I thought fit the kind of the person that I wanted to work with, right? But I was so open to just, again, letting ego go, letting my nerves go, because I definitely had them, letting the fear go, and just having those conversations. So whether you have them online or you have them in person, it really is that simple, right? Have a launch event, free or paid, and market heavily behind it. Get the word out. And then the last thing is I serve before I sold. So serve before you sell. And again, if you have the launch event, that's what it does, right? During the free webinar or whatever free thing you have, it could be a free challenge or free live or what have you, right? Serve, just share, show people how you can help them. Take them, just teach, take them from A to B, right? Or take them from where they are now, just kind of confused and maybe overwhelmed and just unaware of how to get what they want to be. Lay out the full plan so they can start to see, oh, okay, this is possible. Oh, wow, this person really just helped me, right? It really is that simple. And if you follow those five steps, then you now have an audience. You have people who know, like, and trust you, and you have people who are ready to buy from you. If you follow these five steps, this formula works. If you follow all of these steps, right, you do everything I just said, and first of all, and you have a sale, let me know. Tag me at Angel the Coach on Instagram so I can celebrate you, right, and congratulate you. If you follow the five steps and it does not work, or you don't get a new client or a new sale, then you want to start back at one and make sure that your program solves a problem. And when you talk about it, are you communicating in the person you want to work with language that you're solving a problem, right? And let me really, I don't want to make this too long, but let me give you a really quick example of kind of testing and tweaking, right? If I say, hey, you hungry? And you say, yeah. And I say, oh, okay, I'm going to take you out for some food. And you say, okay, what kind of food? Well, I'm going to take you out and I'm going to get you one shrimp, 20 pieces of rice, one stick of cream cheese, and one jalapeno. You're going to look at me and you're going to be like, no, that's okay, Angel. I'm a stay home and eat, right? You're going to be like, girl, what are you talking about? But if I say sushi, you're probably going to say, oh, okay, yeah, I like sushi, right? Or, oh, okay, I don't. Let's do something else. But the answer is going to be a lot quicker because I'm communicating in your language. Now, I know that seems really obvious, but think about it. When you're new to marketing, a lot of times this is the mistake that people make. Just because you start a business don't mean you're a marketing master, right? People literally get bachelor degrees, masters, doctorates, right, in marketing. I have studied marketing for years and there's still things that I do not know. So don't feel like, don't beat yourself up if you do something, you follow this formula and it doesn't work. It just probably means you need to tweak. People may want sushi, but you're not telling them sushi. You're telling them one shrimp, one stick of, you get the memo, right? All right, thank you so much for watching. Let me know if you found this helpful in the comments. Also, let me know if you have a question. I know that this is a big struggle and challenge with newer entrepreneurs, and my mission is to help eradicate that. I don't want you to have an expensive hobby. I want you to have a profitable business, right? So if you have a question, let me know in the comments. Also, if you know that you follow this formula and you need expert help in figuring out what changes you need to make, or if you know you are ready to not just get one new client, like maybe get one new client, but you want to get new clients on a regular basis and you would like help creating a plan, putting together your launch event, marketing it so you can enjoy the sales and feel really confident in your plan to not just do it one time, but over and over and over again. That is exactly what I help my clients do. So, book a call with me in the comments and let's talk about how I can support you. Thank you so much for watching.